This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser and Lugnuts pitcher Dayton Mars. Dayton, when did you become a full-time pitcher?
As soon as I got to college. I was originally recruited by a bunch of schools to be a two-way guy, but when I got to college, it kind of got shut down and started just being a pitcher only.
What positions did you play before that?
I was a right fielder.
Could you hit?
Yeah, swing a little bit.
More power or contact?
Contact. I can run a little bit, so.
So, all right. So now you're a full-time pitcher at college, Louisiana Lafayette. What did you think about that?
I had a good time down there. I got to play in front of my hometown, and my family got to see me throw every time I threw. So it was a good atmosphere and a great place to play.
We're used to seeing you now out of the bullpen. Did they use you as a starter?
I started one time in college. And
how'd that go?
I think I threw a no-hitter into the fifth and then got lit up after that. So maybe I'm not built for longevity.
That's when they said, you know what, let them see guys only one twice around, that'll be it.
Yeah.
So first pitch, everyone learns to throw is the fastball. What'd you learn after that?
I throw a two-seam fastball a lot, kind of a sinker, I guess you'd call it, once I got drafted, and I throw a slurve-type slider type deal.
How'd you learn it?
College, I pitched mainly off my fastball, spun a few breaking balls here and there, but I really started working on it last year after I got drafted, and then an instructional ball.
When'd you get your changeup?
Don't really throw a changeup.
Fastball slur.
Yeah, mixing a changeup if I have to, but hadn't had to lately.
Seemed like last year you finished real strong with Auburn. This year, from the start of the year to where you are now, we can see the growth. What are you working on?
Earlier this year, I just couldn't get my breaking ball over strikes, and it was a little flat. And now that I have that mixed in real well, that have hitters kind of off balance, and they're looking for different things, and just keeping them off balance.
What does it mean for a pitch to be flat?
Just not breaking. I mean, instead of it breaking up and down or straight across, it's just kind of spinning in there.
So now, much better. Why?
Just put in the time and kind of messed with a few things and got where it needed to be.
Did you have any goals entering this year?
Not really. Just a pitch to get to the next level, you know. It's everybody's ideal thing to do.
How'd you spend the off season?
I worked and did a lot of hunting and fishing, and about it.
Nice. Growing up in Louisiana, was there a team that you rooted for?
My dad played in the Braves organization. I kind of cheered for them, but I mean, I didn't really watch sports growing up that much. I mean, kind of always outside. So
he was a shortstop, right?
Yes, he was. So
did you go see him in whatever minor league teams he played for?
Yeah, I had just been born, and I was right after he got drafted, and we're down there for 2 years, and then we came back, and he got a job in the oil field. So,
did you play any other sports?
I played basketball, actually. Yeah, I played basketball. I was pretty good at basketball. Almost didn't know if I wanted to play baseball or basketball in college. So,
what position did you play in basketball?
Kind of a power forward type deal. I couldn't shoot from behind the arc, but I could drive and shoot from inside. So, did a little bit of that.
You hear about how a bullpen for a team, there's all sorts of things going on down there, that the guys hang looser than maybe in the dugout or maybe other parts of the team. Is that true with the Lugnuts?
Yeah, the bullpen's definitely where it's at. I mean, I don't know, we ain't got to deal with all that stuff that comes on in the dugout. We got our own little world down there.
What's the craziest thing that you've ever seen happen in a bullpen?
Man, I don't even know. Nah, probably can't say it, but I mean, there's crazy stuff that happens down there.
Makes sense. Speaking with Dayton Mars, the Lansing Lugnuts pitcher, back end of the bullpen, would you rather be at the back end of the game? Would you rather come into the middle innings and bridge it to the end?
I don't know. It's kind of fun to come in and do your job for one inning, but it's also kind of want to stay out there longer. So I'm kind of liking my role this year, long relief here and there, and then some short innings here and there. So I like getting both, but, you know, I like to stay out there as long as I can.
Start an inning or jog in the middle of an inning?
Doesn't matter. However it happens. Don't bother me none.
Is there any song that you've got in your head or that you'd prefer to have playing while you're heading out to the mound?
Nah, I just like some country music. That's about it.
Keep it nice and easy.
Yeah. Don't need anything else.
And finally, if you weren't pitching, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
I'd be playing basketball.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and then hunting and fishing in my off time.
Any team that you'd want to play for?
Nah, wouldn't matter. Just playing.
Dayton, thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.